News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. A Stevens Point man lucky to be alive after his boat capsized in the Wisconsin River this morning. Portage County Sheriff's Lieutenant Jim Posniak said 64-year-old Lawrence Meixner was fishing near the Highway HH boat landing in the town of Linwood west of Stevens Point. He said neighbors downstream saw him clinging to the boat and calling for help. Meixner was taken to a waiting ambulance and rushed to St. Michael's Hospital for treatment.
He was so cold he could barely talk out at the scene because that water is just above freezing, you know, the cold temperatures.
The couple that spotted the victim was Marilyn and Rod Flood. Posniak said their quick action likely saved Meixner's life.
We had our boat out there and along with the fire department, but by then the neighbors had him out of the water already, which was really, really good.
A high current mixed with an anchor in the situation, a bad combination on unpredictable river. The current swamped the boat, pulling against the anchor rope. Shawnee County authorities had a big drug bust earlier today. Sheriff Thomas Tuma said officers raided a house in the village of Burnhamwood and they found 30 marijuana plants plus a substantial amount of growing equipment and supplies. A 29-year-old man that resides there is in for questioning now. Governor Scott Walker said now is not the time to call a special session to make voters show photo IDs by the time he stands re-election in November. Republican governor said that he would call the session if the court throws out his party's ID law from 2011. But with federal judge Lynn Edelman ruling against it and pretty much ruling against the entire concept, Walker now says it's pretty clear that the only route is to try to appeal that decision. State Republicans are at their convention in Milwaukee. Brett Halsey is a Democratic candidate for governor, and he is there. Well, he was handing out those white Ku Klux Klan hoods that we told you about earlier. It didn't last long. Milwaukee police escorted him from the Hyatt property a short time ago. The StormTrack 9 forecast with meteorologist Justin Lowe tonight. Mostly cloudy, a light shower or two, and a low of 38. Light and variable wind with that. Saturday, partly to mostly cloudy and blustery. There's a chance of light showers, mostly around Wausau and further north. Expect a high of 55. Those winds will gust up to 25. Saturday night, decreasing clouds, a low of 32. And then some sunshine, but turning partly cloudy Sunday, high of 57. There's a chance of showers again Monday, but not as much as it is today and tomorrow. High 58 on Monday. That's the latest news and weather. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.